Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You are now attending class session 597. And we've been talking and preparing for this lesson about how Sennacherib, king of Assyria, had come up to besiege Jerusalem. And Hezekiah, knowing that Sennacherib was coming, prepared the city against a siege. And after making that preparation, we read in 2 Chronicles 32, verses 7 and 8, where Hezekiah said to the people, "Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid nor dismayed at the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there is a greater with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is Jehovah our God to help us and to fight our battles." And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Now, what I'd like you to do is take your Bible and find the book of Isaiah and turn to chapter 36. And we'll read about the events leading up to this siege in just a moment from Isaiah chapter 36. Now, as you're doing so, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in studying these Sunday school lessons, we're looking at Sunday school lessons that were prepared by E.A. Elam. And this particular lesson was prepared for the Sunday schools of May the 18th, 1924. Let me read to you Elam's notes before we read Isaiah chapter 36. Here's what we read. At the time of this lesson, Sennacherib and his army were at Lachish. From Lachish, Sennacherib sent officers with a great army to Jerusalem with a cruel and bloody message, demanding of Hezekiah a complete surrender and the removal of the people as captives to another country. With this manifesto were coupled the vilest insults and greatest blasphemy. The army took its stand by the conduit of the upper pool, which is in the highway of the Fuller's Field. This, it is thought, was on the north side of Jerusalem. It was close enough for the people on the wall to hear the Assyrians speak. Hezekiah sent out Eliakim, Shebna, and Asaph to talk with the Assyrians. Rabshakeh was the chief speaker for the Assyrians. He asked virtually upon what ground Hezekiah hoped to succeed. He said to trust in the king of Egypt was to fail, and to trust in themselves, they were told tauntingly, was to fail. To trust in God was to fail also. All this was enlarged upon and spoken in the Jewish language to stir up sedition among them. But they very wisely, according to Hezekiah's instructions, held their peace. Now let me read the account of what we have just been talking about from Elam's notes, from the book of Isaiah, chapter 36, and verse 1. Now it came to pass in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, that Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them. And the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh from Lachish to Jerusalem and to King Hezekiah with a great army. And he stood at the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the Fuller's Field. Then came forth unto him Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household of Shebna the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder. And this is Isaiah 36 and verse 4. And Rabshakeh said unto them, "Say ye now to Hezekiah, Thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, What confidence is this wherein thou trustest? I say, thy counsel and strength for the war are but vain words. Now on whom dost thou trust that thou hast rebelled against me? Behold, thou trustest upon the staff of this bruised reed, even upon Egypt, whereupon if a man lean, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and all that trust him. But if thou shalt say, we trust in Jehovah our God, is not that he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah hath taken away, and hath said to Judah and Jerusalem, ye shall worship before this altar? Now therefore I pray thee, give pledges to my master the king of Assyria, and I will give thee 2,000 horses, if thou be able, on thy part, to set riders upon them. How then camest thou turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants, and put thy trust on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? And am I now come up without Jehovah against this land to destroy it? Jehovah said unto me, go up against this land, and to destroy it. Isaiah 36, and verse 11. Then said Eliakim, and Shebna, and Joah, unto Rabshakeh, speak, I pray thee, unto thy servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it, and speak not with us in the Jews' language, in the ears of the people that are on the wall. But Rabshakeh saith, hath my master sent me to thy master and to thee to speak these words? Hath he not sent me to the men that sit upon the wall, to eat their own dung and to drink their own water with you? Isaiah 36 and verse 13. Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language and said, hear ye the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus saith the king, let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in Jehovah, saying, Jehovah will surely deliver us. This city shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Hearken not to Hezekiah, for thus saith the king of Assyria, make your peace with me, and come out to me, and eat ye now every one of his vine, and every one of his fig tree, and drink ye every one of the waters of his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like unto your land, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards. Beware, lest Hezekiah persuade you, saying, Jehovah will deliver us. If any of the gods of the nations delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria, where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? And have thou delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who are they among the gods of these countries that have delivered their country out of my hand, that Jehovah should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? Isaiah 36 and verse 21. But they held their peace, and answered him not a word. For the king's commandment was, saying, answer him not. Then came Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, that was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph, and recorder to Hezekiah, with their clothes rent, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. Now with that, we come to our text. I read to you Isaiah chapter 37 and verse 14, and then we'll turn to Elam's notes about this verse. It says, and Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of Jehovah and spread it before Jehovah. So in Elam's notes, we read about Hezekiah's prayer and his trust in God. Hezekiah's officers went to him with their clothes rent and reported what had been said. He also, in distress, rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of Jehovah. He then reported to Isaiah what had been said. Hezekiah trusted that God would hear and punish the blasphemy of the Assyrians, and his trust was not in vain. Through Isaiah, God answered Hezekiah and told him to be not afraid, that he had heard this blasphemy, that the king of Assyria should hear tidings and should return to his own land and should there fall by the sword. In Isaiah 37, verses 1 through 7, we read, "And it came to pass, when King Hezekiah heard it, he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of Jehovah. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests covered with sackcloth, and to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amaz. And as they said unto him, Thus saith Hezekiah, This day is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and of contumely, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be Jehovah thy God will hear the words of Rashiki, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to defy the living God, and will rebuke the words which Jehovah thy God has heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that is left." So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to them, "Thus shalt thou say to your master, Thus saith Jehovah, Be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, wherewith the servant of the king of Assyria has blasphemed me. Behold, I will put a spirit in him, and he shall hear tidings, and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land." Sennacherib, we read in Elam's notes, Sennacherib sent messengers again to Hezekiah, endeavoring to induce him to surrender. This time he wrote a letter to Hezekiah, railing on Jehovah, the God of Israel, and speaking against him, 2 Chronicles 32:17 and 2 Kings 19, verses 10 through 13, contain this railing. Let me read that to you from 2 Kings 19, 10 through 13. "Thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, Let not thy God in whom thou trustest deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly. Shalt thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed to Gozan and Haran and Ribsah of the children of Eden that were at Telazar? Where is the king of Hamath and the king of Arpad and the king of the city of Sarabim and Hena and Iva?" Hezekiah read the letter and treated it as he should have done, because it was an attack upon God. He took it to the temple and spread it before God and prayed. This prayer is given in Isaiah chapter 37, 16 through 20. Hezekiah prayed, "O Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, that sittest above the cherubim, thou art the God, even thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Jehovah, and hear with thine eyes, O Jehovah, and see and hear all the words of Sennacherib, who hath sent to defy the living God. Of a truth, Jehovah, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the countries in their land, and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Jehovah our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art Jehovah, even thou only." Elam's notes says, as Sennacherib had reproached and defied God, Hezekiah trusted that God would answer. He desired relief and salvation for God's honor. All elders, preachers, and the whole church today are bound by virtue of being Christians to seek and uphold the honor and glory of God among all the people and governments of men on the earth. To fail here is to dishonor God and to betray Christ. Now, in our next lesson, we'll see how God answered Isaiah's prayer.